Barney and Friends. Barney Simon. Jacaranda FM.
You know, you can just fall into that, you know, that little mold of what, yeah, you know what happened. And it is sad, and you know, but it is a good lesson. And you know, we got to be careful every single day. And I think it's even worse nowadays with social media and all of that stuff. Someone can just, you know, send you a harmless tweet. You don't even think about it. Then all of a sudden, you know, things can go south from there. So, you know, it is something that you need to be aware of.
Right. David Visser here with me tonight till midnight. We still got that shirt to give away. We're going to have to decide. Get those SMSs in 37942 at a cost of R1.50. And I gaan bietjie met hom Afrikaans praat nou. Ek kom bietjie uitvind of hy daar in Witbank groot geword. So ek dink hy het so bietjie Afrikaans gepraat en so on. Maar I've got something funny here. A couple of jokes, that cricket jokes we have to tell. I mean, what is the Irish version of a hat-trick? Three runs and three balls. Sorry, I just had to do it. But they did well, hey? They're doing very well.
Yeah, they're one of those teams that you can never underestimate them.
Yeah, we're going to talk about the World Cup a little later on as well, what's going on, your prediction as well. In the meantime, out of Ireland, the scripts. Let's find out a little later why David likes the song so much. Jacaranda FM, the script out of Ireland, and my in-studio guest is David Visser. Apparently, Kobus Visser is now following us there, Mr. Producer.
Yep.
That's amazing, huh? Kobus is listening to the show.
Kobus?
That's quite scary. I'm going to get him in here one night. Maar dan moet hy vir ons koffie bring. Hy maak ons lekker koffie.
Yeah,
ne?
Nice.
Okay, so varsity, obviously you played cricket there as well. Did you play for Tux?
Yeah, that's actually a funny story about that. I got to Tux, you know, big dog from Mpumalanga, all of that, and went to my first Tux cricket practice, and they shoved me in the fourth team.
Unbelievable.
And then I just decided I'm not sure to play fourth team, and I stopped playing, and I didn't play for Tux again. I gave it up for 1 or 2 months and just studied.
But did you play 1 or 2 games for the fourth team?
No,
not
nothing.
At all. You
I
just
went
decided
to one training session. They stuck me with the fourths on the side there, and I just decided I'm not sure to waste my time with that. So, yeah, that was it, and I stopped playing cricket.
That's amazing. That changed your life, I think, yeah, that decision.
Yeah.
Eh? Because, you know, the fourth team, they just drink beer and they don't really care about
it. It wasn't quite my scene.
See you in that team. So you quit cricket. What made you, well, I don't call it a comeback, but how long did you quit for? How long did that carry on for?
It was probably for about 3 or 4 months or so. And then I was fortunate that then my coach at school, who took us to our under 18th provincial week, he became the coach of Eastons, which is the amateur side for the Titans. And me and him are very good friends and still, you know, one of the guys I've learned the most from. And, you know, he phoned me up and said, "David, you know, come, I see you're not playing, but you come play a bit of club cricket and, you know, I want you in my team and we'll take it from there." And we, you know, we were such good mates that I knew that I would have a good time with him. And back then, you know, at that stage, it wasn't about, you know, taking it further or anything. We're just having fun with my mates.
Well, if you didn't make that decision, you wouldn't be playing for the Proteas. Think about it. And in
100%.
Life, you make that one decision, or you'd have still, maybe you'd have played third team now.
you joke, but I remember in Mpumalanga, out of school, first year, just before I went to Tux, we were playing like Mpumalanga senior side, and I got left out of the side, and I went to the coach and asked him, "Listen, you know, what's going on here? Why am I not on the team?" And he just said straight, "Listen, we just feel you're not good enough, and we just feel you'll never be a professional cricketer, so, you know, we're going to give someone else a chance." And, you know, if that never happened to me, I might have still been at Mpumalanga the whole time, and, you know, and wouldn't be sitting here today. So it's funny how things work out.
And that person that said that?
Yeah, I know. I still remember him. But, yeah, shame, you know, it's worked out well for me.
But it's
so
like that,
say thanks.
Thing about the Beatles. You know, the record company turned the Beatles down.
Yeah.
You know, and the Rolling Stones turned them down. That's how life is. Eh? But it just makes you stronger, I suppose. So then you started playing cricket there. And did you enjoy your time there? And we're going to talk about how it happened when you got that call to play for the Titans. You know what I mean? We're going to discuss that. But tell me about the script quickly. Break Even, that was from their first album. You're a big script fan.
Yeah, I can't, you know, say particularly why or anything. I just, you know, I like their sound. You know, their music's good. They enjoy their sound, and it's nice and chilled. It's not, you know, it's not too hard. You know, you can just nicely relax, listen to good music.
And they've been here twice, and David hasn't seen them because he had to play cricket.
There's a lot of good bands that have been here that I've missed out on, but, you know, It's all worth it in the end.
Who did you see in South Africa that you enjoyed?
I saw Bon Jovi, which was fantastic. Roxette, I saw Roxette in the area. And then I saw Smokey. I went to go watch Smokey.
I don't believe
and, it. Yeah, I went to go watch Smokey. And then Rihanna we watched also, but that was like on the gallows. Didn't quite enjoy that much.
What's that Smokey song? Living Next Door to Alice.
Who's Alice?
The other one? Yes. But once again, a great entertaining band. I mean, I grew up listening to Smokey as a kid, and now everybody laughs at Smokey, but these guys must be in their 80s and they're still rocking, and it's all about entertainment. It's like cricket. Yeah. It's entertainment now. But we're going to discuss that as well. Back in a flash, 37942 at a cost of 1.50. Say hello to David Visser, and he is not the younger brother of Kobus Visser, okay? Kobus, hoe gaan het daar? I know he's listening to the show. Just now he'll pop in, yeah, you never know. Okay, so coming up next, some Jason Mraz. Also, Nate Dogg and Warren G. A bit of rap on the show. I've never done that before. And then we got some Bon Jovi as well for you. Stay there. David Visser, my in-studio guest. Get those SMSs in, 37942 at a cost of 1.50. Wat gaan ons weg? What are we giving away tonight? Where is... I just want to make sure it's here. Is that...
It's a signed Momentum Cup t-shirt.
Brilliant. And you're going to sign that for us. Yep. It's a collector's item. Let's talk about the call. And obviously there were a lot of scouts out and about again looking for you because you performed so well. Do you any highlights and lowlights when you played for, it was what, Mpumalanga? Had to...
Yeah, I played Mpumalanga at school and then Eastern's amateurs after that.
So the Eastern's, what do you remember something that stands out that you still treasure? Maybe a couple of sixes you hit or somebody you bowled out or something that you'll treasure about that time in your life?
Well, I do remember my first game that I played for them, I got a duck, which the best way to start.
That,
but it was only upwards and onwards from there. For Eastern's, I really enjoyed, that time of playing cricket. Like I said, at that stage, my best mate was playing there with me and we were mates with our coach and it was just a good time going away on tour, being young and stupid, enjoying ourselves. And I played there for, about four seasons before, Titans started taking notice. Then you get invited to like one or two inter-squad games, all of that. But, for Easton's, it was just, the times that I spent actually, on the field and off the field with my mates that really stand out.
Were you a better bowler then or a better batsman? Because you have become a great bowler now. But at that stage?
At that stage, I was more a batsman that just started bowling. Like I said, I used to bowl spin. And then all of a sudden, the coach told me, you're way too tall to bowl spin. You've got to start bowling seam. And, that took me a while to get used to. So I started off as a batsman who could bowl a little bit and then just developed into an all-rounder after that.
And what did you enjoy? Did you enjoy the five-day thing, the T20, the 50 overs? What stood out for you? Because we spoke about that early on, the youngsters, they just want to play T20 and whack that ball or whatever. But there's a lot of psychology that goes into that, to stay on that crease for hours and bat through and whatever. What do you prefer?
And it's a tough one because, T20's always got that entertainment factor. It's, it's short, it's quick, it's, exciting, and you get to express yourself in, many different ways and shots and all of that stuff. So, nowadays everything focused on T20 and the entertainment factor. But, I have a hunch that if you ask any professional cricketer, what's his favorite format, he'll have to say it's the longer version. It's the 4 days that we play or the 5 day test matches, international, because there's nowhere to hide there. That's the purest form of the game. If you're battling there, you get found out fairly quickly. And it's a pity that nowadays everything, gets focused on the T20 and the entertainment side where, there's still a lot to offer in test matches.
How do you think we can get people to watch? I mean, at Lord's, they still fill Lord's or whatever in England. But in South Africa, how do you think, and in Cape Town is always full. I mean, the test matches there. But how do you think, because it's not really entertainment value. I think it's educating people again, especially the youngsters, what real cricket is all about. It's not just whacking a ball. How do you think we can fill those stadiums again?
Yeah, I think, like you said, it's about, making them appreciate that form of the game. And I don't know, to be honest with you, it is a little bit of a scary thing that's happening at this stage. Crowd attendance has gone down over the past few years. And, we are, the sponsors are trying hard to get it back. And, I think, like I said, you just got to start at the schools again and, go there and, have some coaching clinics and make them understand, the value of playing test match cricket.
Barney and Friends. Barney Simon. Jack Arande.